Good morning, everybody. Brian Neuber here from GoldenBlack.com. Live in a hotel room, about to hit you with some false advertising here. Ordinarily, this would be our GoldenBlack.com drive home post-game podcast. I did not do it from my car. I needed my GPS, so I'm in a hotel. Judging by my past experiences in hotels, I'm guessing a lot of people in this hotel can hear me right now, so I'm going to try to keep my voice down. I'm going to try to make this quick. You can probably hear in my voice that I'm very, very tired. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. But we will get to this anyway with our post-game podcast following Purdue's 78-50 NCAA tournament win over Grambling State. Thanks to our sponsors, the East End Grill and Rippling Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn, which I won't be seeing until probably Tuesday. So anyway, Purdue wins 78-50. If you were worried about this game, it's understandable given the PTSD I'm sure a lot of Purdue fans experienced from last season, but there was never really anything to worry about here, folks, other than worry itself. Grambling State was obviously overmatched, as is the nature of a lot of 16 seeds against one seeds. I think they were particularly overmatched. And I think, obviously, Zach Edey is Zach Edey. And I think this team, this Purdue team, is much better equipped to not let people just trade their whole team for him and make everyone else beat you, because now everyone else will beat you. You know, the way Purdue has been shooting threes this year, the confidence they have as a team, the diversity they have in their offense now as opposed to last year being a little bit more traditional, a little bit more stagnant's a bad word, stodgy, stationary, whatever the opposite of dynamic is. I think that was Purdue's offense last year. I think now Braden Smith has obviously changed Purdue significantly, and I think that makes Purdue a much harder team to just load up on Zach Edey against. And that was something that contributed to some of Purdue's past NCAA tournament losses. That's not in play this year. Three-point shooting being another. Purdue is a great three-point shooting team, and they have never at any point showed any signs of slowing down. If they were going to wilt in the moment, so to speak, tonight was the night, and Purdue was great. They were 9 of 24. The numbers are a little bit skewed by a make and a couple misses in garbage time at the very end. But Purdue made the threes it needed to make, as they've been doing all year long. Braden Smith got them off to a great start with three early threes. Fletcher Lawyer made a couple big ones as Purdue closed the first half really strong. Lance Jones made a big one to really signify the moment where kind of the slippery slope took Grambling State out of this. Purdue's a great shooting team. Purdue's got backcourt scoring. Purdue's got scoring all over the floor. I just think this is a very different Purdue team. And last year has nothing to do with this year. 2 years ago has nothing to do with this year. 3 years ago has nothing to do with this year. I think Virginia has nothing to do with Purdue this year. I think we assign these storylines because they fit things and they're not always accurate in the moment. Like, I'm not trying to be a wet blanket here by saying the Virginia story has nothing to do with Purdue, but it doesn't. It really doesn't. The only thing that matters for Purdue is how Purdue is playing right now, how much better they are, how driven they are. The only story in last year's experience for Purdue now isn't that they lost to a double-digit seed, a 16 last year, or a double-digit seed before that, or a double-digit seed before that. It's just simply what maybe that made this team into. That's the only story here. Everybody obviously wanted to talk about FDU during their media day here 2 days ago, and that's understandable. You know, that Purdue knew the deal. Purdue knew all year long that that was going to be the deal this year, that when they got back to the NCAA tournament, they were going to have this cloud over them that they were going to have to play well to dispel. And obviously no one's going to beat their chest over beating a 16 seed. But there was something, I'm sure, cathartic about just getting that out of the way. This was something that for probably 11 months now, Purdue just needed to get out of the way, needed to get through. And once that happened, the aim moves higher. Purdue's goals all along have not just been the Big Ten championship, certainly not just the first-round NCAA tournament win. Purdue's capable of so much more this season than it's ever been in its history. That's probably a mouthful considering some of the great teams Purdue's had over the years, but I don't think they've ever had a discernibly better shot to make the Final Four than they do with this particular team, if not win the whole damn thing, to quote Major League, I think. But that's, you know, a couple games down the line here. Purdue's got to get reset here and focus on Utah State here Sunday night. Utah State beat TCU right after Purdue played tonight. That game wrapped up well after midnight, which is not ideal for college basketball, if you ask me. Nor was the one-hour turnaround time between Session 1 and Session 2 that left a lot of Purdue fans, thousands of them, either locked in the concourse waiting to get in or locked outside waiting to get in the building, period, because TV scheduled the game to where they didn't really have time to get the people from Session 1 out and the people from Session 2 in time for tip-off. So really kind of a messy transition there brought on by TV. But as we know about college sports, the only thing that matters is television. What television wants, television gets. And television isn't worried about whether or not 5,000 Purdue fans are standing outside Gainbridge Fieldhouse waiting to get into this thing, or that every seat that's going to be filled is filled at tip-off. They just care about making sure that everything lines up well for them. But that's a whole different topic that I wouldn't even be talking about if I wasn't kind of delusional right now at 3:13 in the morning sitting on a hotel room bed. So that's what I got from Purdue's 78-50 win over Grambling State, a game I guess I really didn't talk about.